We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, and since we had a machloikis in what the pasuk Vayisharna means by the poros that we're singing, it's a machloikis what they sang between Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Nachmani, Rabbi Elazar, and other man diomrim. So we bring down now other psukim where we have Rab Elazar and Shmuel Nachmani arguing about the pirish of the pasuk. Therefore, we bring in some zaitika things. It says in a pasuk, and regarding Yeshua, when he fought the Malachim, the kings of Eretz Yisrael, and he took over the land, and it says in the pasuk that one of the wars, there was an ace that the sun stayed in one place. It says in the pasuk, "Va'idaim Hashemesh ve'yareach amad adikam goy oivav," until he took revenge of his enemies. Halayiksuva al seifa yashar. But, and this is written in Sefer Yashar, "Vayamid Hashemesh v'chatzi Hashemayim." The sun stood in the middle of the night, in the middle of the sky, "Le'otz lavoi kayim tamim," and didn't come and set like a regular day. And now, how do we dash in the pasuk? The first question is, what's pshat in the words "Halayiksuva Sefer Yashar"? It seems like it's written in the Sefer Yashar already. It was already predicted in the Sefer Yashar about this nace that the sun stood in the sky in the middle of the day and didn't set. So what's my Sefer Yashar? What does Sefer Yashar mean? Well, where is this Sefer? Amar Chiyah Abba, Amar Vyechon, is that Sefer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? That's Sefer Bereishis. In Chumash, Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. Why? Because the Sefer of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Shenikri Yisharim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov called the straight one. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Balak, that Bilam said, Tomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim, that I should die like the death of the Yisharim, which is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Now, we're in Sefer Bereishis. Is there a remez? Is there a hint to this nace of Vayidam Hashemesh? Veichar Amiza says in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef that his son Ephraim Vizaroi, his children, will the whole world will know about. The whole world will know about your children. Amos said, "Yemalei Goyim." When is the whole world going to know about your children? Mishasha Omdli Chamali Yeshua. When the sun stood in the sky for Yeshua, the day stopped for Yeshua, then the whole entire world knew about the Zarei of Ephraim, the children of Ephraim, the offspring of Ephraim, which is Yeshua. Now, what's pshat in the pasuk itself? Vayamid Hashemesh v'chatzi Hashemayim, the sun stood in the sky, in the middle of the sky, v'loyotz lovei kayoyim tomim, and didn't set like a regular day. Now, there's a few diukim in the pasuk. First of all, it's mashma, there was two stoppages, once v'chatzi Hashemayim, and another time, right before it set, that's number one. And what's Lashon Kiyoyim Tamim? It sounds like it stopped for 24 hours, for a whole day. What is it talking about? So there'll be a three-way machlokes, and then there'll be two versions of the three-way machlokes. The Kama, for how long did the sun stay in the sky? Arm Meshuvah Levi, Esrim V'arba Shoi. Well, the day altogether was 24 hours. That means the day usually is 12 hours, turned into 24 hours. Ozel Shis, the sun moved for 6 hours, become Shis, and stood in its place for 6 hours. Ozel Shis, it went another 6 hours, and right before it set, become Shis, again, it stood in its place for 6 hours. Altogether, Kula Milsa, the whole entire day, that includes the Nase, and the day that went regular, was altogether Kiyam Tom, like 24 hours. That's the first Yuta. So the day of the Nase was 24 hours, and the actual Nase was actually 12 hours long. Rabbi Loza Imer Shloishim Shis. The day landed being a 36-hour day, because Ozel Shis become Tresa. It went, the sun moved for 6 hours and stopped for 12. Ozel Shis become Tresa and stopped another 12. Altogether, the Nase was 24 hours. Amidasa Kiyom Tom, that's the possible means. V'loyotz Love Kiyom Tom means the Nase was a total of a Yom Tom, which is 24 hours of a Nase. And together with 12 hours of the regular schedule that day, that day was altogether 36 hours. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar, here's the Machlokes. Rabbi Loza Shmuel Nachmani, Shmuel Nachmani Omar, Arbam Shmuena. The day landed being a 48-hour day. Ozel Shis v'kam Tresar. It went 6 hours and waited 12 in the sky, stood in one place, the sun. Ozel Shis, then went regular. Another 6 hours, v'kam Esar Abba, and waited 24 hours. So the Nase altogether was 36 hours, and plus another 12 was 48. How do we know? Shenemar v'le'otz lovay k'yom tam. When it's set, it stood in its place for yom tam, which was 24 hours. Mechal v'kar lav k'yom tam hava, it's mashma, the first time it stopped like a regular amida, which is usually 12 hours. So altogether, it stopped for 36 hours, according to Zman Yomar, plus 12 hours of regular schedule, altogether 48 hours. Those are the three shittas, lafi, the first lashon in the Gemara. Ikad Amra, others say, Taka, it's 24, 36, and 48, but they're all talking about B'tesef the Pligi. They're all arguing how long the extra was. Because if you're the first pshat, 24 is the total amount of the day. 24, 36, or 48. Now saying it was Tesefta alone, they argue. Pligi. Rav Shulam and Levi Amar Eser Rabbah, that the sun stopped for 24 hours. Ozel Shis become Tresa. It went 6 hours regular and stopped for 12. Ozel Shis become Tresa. It went 6 hours and stopped for 12. Amidasai Yom Tamim. And it says Yom Tamim means it's the sun stood in its place for 24 hours for Yom Tamim. Rabbi Eliezer Yomar, Shloshim Vishes. It stood in its place for 36 hours. Ozel Shis become Tresa. Ozel Shis become Eser Rabbah. Because we darshan like the last one there on four. The waiting for its set was 24 hours. And the time for was 12 hours, altogether 36 hours of waiting time. Rosh Shmuel Achmeni Omar, that the sun stood in its place for Abam Vishmaina for 48 hours. And that means that day altogether was 60 hours. Ozel Shis become Esrim Vabah, went 6 hours, regular schedule, and then 24 hours in one place. Ozel Shis become Chavdalat. How do we know? Makash Amidasa Labiyasa, Mabiyasa, just like Ravalay, Otzlavik Yom Tamim, means Kiyom Tamim was 24 hours. Af Amidasa, also the first time it stopped, also Kiyom Tamim was 24 hours, altogether 48 hours. So we have another three Shittas here. There's two versions of three Shittas. The feet of first Lashon, that the going on the whole day, the day was 24 hours long, or 36 hours long, or 48 hours long. The second Pshat, it means, did the sun stop for 24 hours? Did it stop for 36 hours? Or did it stop for 48 hours? That's the second Lashon. Just like we find the sun stayed in one place for Yeshua, same thing happened to Moshe Rabbeinu and Akdimim Ben Gurion. Yeshua Kroi, like the Pesukim we just learned, Akdimim Ben Gurion Gemara, it's a Masorah, we have a tradition that's a story that happened in Maseches Tainis when Akdimim Ben Gurion he wanted to get water for the Oyler Regel, people Oyler Regel wanted to get them water, and he borrowed a bunch of wells, a bunch of really bayrais of water from a certain guy, and he said, "I'll pay you back." And Lemaisa, he's hoping it's in a rain, and it'll be filled back up. And Lemaisa, it wasn't raining, and it was the end of the day, and he said, "If I don't pay you back, I'm gonna give you a lot of money." And Lemaisa, the girl was all excited. It was the end of the day; it was almost over, and no rain in sight. And Hashem held up the sun, and it rained, and the clouds went away, and the sun was still there. So that was the story of Akdim Ben Gurion, where the sun was held in the sky for Akdim Ben Gurion. And Lemoisha, Menal and Heinu Moisha. So we learn Akzer Yishova, Asya, Ochel, Ochel, Ksiv, Hocha. It says over here, Ochel, Hayim Azeh, Ochel, Teis Pachtecha, V'yiroscha, Pleyam. And that's what it says by Moisha Rabbeinu. So Machlekes is talking about the Mechemes Sichoin, or Mechemes Oig. It's a Lashon Teis. And it says by the Pasuk of Yeshua, because of Yeshua, Ochel Gadcha. It says there, Lashon Ochel Gadcha. So it's here, see, Ochel Ochel, the Rosh is, like Yerushalayim Ochel Ochel, just like by Yeshua, you find that the sun stood in one place, same thing by Moshe. Rabbi Yechonam, a different Rosh, Asya taste. Ksiv Ochel, Ochel taste Pach. Ksiv Yeshua, B'yayim taste Hashem as Amiri. So Lashon taste, that's what we learn out. That's Yerushalayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu also had Amida Sachama. You know from the pasuk itself that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Hayom Hazeh Ochel Teis Pachta V'Yiroscha Al Pnei Amim Tachas Kol HaShemayim and Sheyushmon Shemach V'Rogz V'Chol Bonecha. Everyone's going to be scared, everyone's going to know about it. Tachas Kol HaShemayim. So it must be the sun was held up in the sky. Hayom Hazeh Rogz V'Chol Bonecha V'Shosha Omdeloi Chamol Moshe Rabbeinu. It says a pasuk by Yehoshua, Hoyokayim Hula Fonav Achrov. It was no such day before, afterwards the sun could stop. So it's something that never happened before. He was saying it did happen. But he's saying, Mashoyus will have a mafesh kulahai. It was never so many hours. He had the smallest amount of hours that it stood in the place was 12 hours. At least 12 hours. Anywhere from 12 to 48 hours, the sun was held up. That didn't happen in Moshe Rabbeinu or by Nakdimon. The Bayi's saying, Avne Barad Lehava. What it means, Lehaya Kiyam Ulfanav means, because they had these special hail, this crazy type of hail, these huge stones fell from the sky that happened by Yeshua. That's what did not happen in the fun of Lachra. But he said, "Avni Bar Lehava." It says in the pasuk, "Vayihi benusam mepnei Yisrael heim b'moyrad beis charoin." Hashem hishach aleim. Avonim gedelis b'shamayim. Huge stones. Ad azeka. Vayemusu rabim. So that didn't happen. It only happened by the days of Yeshua. So ultimately, we're not a machlekes about how to read the pasuk. It says in the pasuk that in the hesped that David HaMelech gave for Shaul HaMelech, he says, you know, now we are going to have to learn how to use arms. Us Yehuda. By Yoimer, it says in the pasuk like this, L'lamed b'nei Yehuda, L'lamed b'nei Yehuda keshes, hinei keshuva al sefer yosha. We're going to have to teach the Yehuda how to shoot a bow and arrow, And it's already Ksuva Sefer Yosha. My Sefer Yosha. Omar Chiba Avram Yechon says Sefer Rami Tziyakov. That's a Sefer Bereishis. Shnikru Yisharim Lechsev. Bu and Rami Tziyakov called Yisharim. Lechsevu Thomas Nafshi Moise Yisharim. Tiro Chrisikamayu. Meicher Mizu. We in Sefer Bereishis see anything about teaching Yehuda to use a kashas? The pasuk says Yehuda Ati Yeducha Achecha Yaducha Ba'arav Avecha. Your hand will be Ba'arav Avecha. Which type of mechama needs his hand connected his neck? Rashi explains it means because when you pull a bow and arrow, you hold it near your neck and you pull it back towards the back of your neck, which is the oiref. That's what's called keshes. The mashal is bothered because here it says yadecha ba'oiref avecha pashas. It means the oiref of your enemy. Because the way he teaches, Rashi teaches, right, read like this: yadecha ba'oiref means with keshes, and it goes into avecha, and therefore. Mashal wants to learn kapshuta because the keshes you shoot into the back of the oivim. That's why it says a yad keneged oirif. Rabbi Eliezer, it's not referring. Tevi Yosh is not referring to sefer brachos. Oivim is that sefer mishta tayra. Now, why is mishta tayra called sefer hayasha? My karol is sefer hayasha. The chsiva sisa hayasha va'atoy veinei Hashem. Since that pasuk in sefer devarim, different called sefer hayasha. And where in sefer devarim do you find a hint, a remez to this idea that we're teaching the warfare to the Yehuda, Ve'echemiza, Yodav Rav Loi, Ve'ezim V'chamas Tzrichas Te'yadayim, which V'chamas these two yadayim? How is that Kashas? Kashas is done with two hands, these two hands in order to shoot an arrow. Rav Shmuel Achbenim, a third pshat, what Sefer Yasha means. Shmuel Achbenim, is that Sefer Shoiftim? Micro Sefer Yasha, why Sefer Shmuel Sefer Yasha? The Chsiv says in the beginning of Shoiftim, Yom Mahim, Ein Melech V'Yisrael, there's no king in Yisrael, Isha Yasha Ben Av Yasa, everyone did what they wanted, therefore it's called Sefer Yasha. Where do you find that a hint that Yehuda will learn how to shoot an arrow? Needs to be taught. You have to be taught how to shoot a kashas and learn how to do that, and that's what it's referring to. Now, how do you know it's Yehuda? Vishlama, the other two psukim talking about Yehuda. The first pasuk Yehuda Teiducha Checha Yedecha Berach Vecha. Yod Rav Loi also is talking about Yehuda. Says Vayis Yehuda V'yemes Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda V'alamay Tuvianu Yod Rav Loi. But hey, you know this pasuk that says Laman Das Daris Men Yisholam V'Mechama. You know talking about Yehuda. So Gemara says the Chsiv Mi Yal Lon Vel Knani Lachem Boy V'yemes Hashem Yehuda Yal. Beginning Shavim starts off that says they made the Esther Metumim whatever they did and they came back telling them that it's Yehuda who is going to fight Mechama. Therefore, Stam Mechama in the Sefer is Yehuda. And that's the hint that we find in Galer Mechama. Another pasuk that we're going to argue in the Gemara, what's Taich? It says in the pasuk that when Shmuel anointed Shaul HaMelech as king, they brought a carbon. And it says in the pasuk over there that says, Vayorem HaTabach Es HaShoik V'Ha'oleho Vayosem Fein Shaul. He picked up the shoik and what was on it and put it in front of Shaul. Now, what was on this shoik? That's the meaning of Shaul in the Gemara. Vayorem HaTabach Shoik V'Ha'oleho Vayosem Fein Shaul Mai V'Ha'oleho Reyechnam HaShoik V'Alya. It means the shoik, which is the thigh bone, and the alya, and the tail. Mai V'Ha'oleho. Why is it called Aleho? The Samka Shoik L'Alya. The shoik holds up the alya. That's what's called that. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Shoik V'Chaza. Gave him a Shoik and a Chaza on the chest. Mai V'Ha'leho. Because when the time in the base of Mikdash, you give the Chaza V'Shoik, you make a Tnuf on the Chaza V'Shoik together. The Malchus La, the Chaza, Allah, the Shoik. Ki Boy Anufe. Mindfully. When you want the Tnufa, that's what you do. You put it on and therefore it's called Aleho. That when you want to refer to the Chaza, it's called Aleho. Rosh Barach. Meini Amar, Shoik V'Shufi. And what does Shoik V'Shufi mean? It means like the Kafa Yorech. It means like the hip bone. Now, why is it called Aleha? My Aleha? Shufi Aleha the Shaykhaya. Because the hip is above the Yerech, above the thigh, and therefore it's called Aleha. So here we have a few pshatim, and what it means, and that's what's brought in again, because Machlek is of Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel Achmeini. So we had over here on this daf, a few different psukim that we had Machlek is about. Either Hashem Ash, we had Machlek is about, we had Machlek is about the pasuk of the Lalamed B'nei Yehuda. And we had this pasuk over here of the Vayorim HaTabach.